Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi there. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And we welcome you to yet another mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We are podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
We love hearing from you. If you would like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Sure is.
Let's get into Trader Joe's.
Let's do it.
So we heard on a previous mini episode.
Yes.
From a caller with flawless skin.
Mm-hmm.
And they owed it all to a Trader Joe's Enrich Cream.
Yep.
Now, you know, I ran right out and bought the entire Trader Joe's skincare line.
I do know.
For our future experiment.
Yep.
That we'll be doing down the road. And then based on that caller's recommendation, we had other people call in. Lots of people.
Lots of people.
Look, who knew Trader Joe's was just quietly owning the skincare game?
I mean, these people did.
Well, yeah, maybe everybody but us.
Yeah.
So we have a bunch of voicemails with other Trader Joe's recommendations to play for you today. Here we go. Voicemail number one.
Hey guys, my name is Stacey. I'm a newer listener, and thanks for keeping me company yesterday when I was driving for work. But I was listening to the episode about the woman with the flawless skin, all thanks to Trader Joe's Enriched Moisturizing Face Lotion. And I've been using it for years, and I love it. I also wanted to tell you guys, when you go to Trader Joe's, don't miss the antioxidant facial serum for all types. I know how you feel about serums. And you should definitely treat yourself to the lavender sea salt scrub. It will turn your shower into a full-on spa. Enjoy. Thanks for keeping me company again yesterday at work, and I can't wait to hear about your Trader Joe's haul.
Lavender sea salt scrub sounds great.
It does sound nice. I've purchased a few of their shower scrubs before. And as mentioned, I have their like shampoo soap in my shower. I did get this serum in my haul.
Okay, good.
I haven't cracked anything open yet. We will kind of, you and I need to kind of have a meeting about our Trader Joe's mission. But FYI, those items are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another facial skincare Trader Joe's rave that we received.
Hi, Kate and Dori. I'm driving to my mom's house for Labor Day weekend, and I was just listening to the latest mini app where you're talking about toners, and I want to share my favorite. It's not super fancy. I love the Trader Joe's rose water toner. I just spritz it on my face after I wash it. It's so refreshing, and it's not expensive. I believe it's cruelty-free. It's just a great product. So thanks for the pod. Bye.
Nice.
That's in the hall.
Thank you.
I also want to note that that caller left that voicemail a few weeks ago before this original Trader Joe's skin lotion call.
Oh, well, look at that.
So they were in the inbox just waiting to be heard. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad we got to that one. All right. We've got a body care recommendation.
Hey, Kate and Dory. My name's Emily. I just listened to the part of the mini episode. We're going to do a Trader Joe's big product test. And I got so excited, as you both did as well, that I had to call in and mention the Trader Joe's Mango Shave Cream. You should definitely include this in your test. I have been using, there's nothing else like it. I love it so much. It's not the cheapest shaving gel or foam or cream that you can buy, but it's definitely the most effective. My legs used to itch so bad after I used like the Gillette, you know, the gel that kind of turned into a foam when you rubbed it together because it was so drying. But the Trader Joe's stuff is everything. It's so good. So you should definitely include that in your product test. Also, love the citrus body wash, and I can't wait to hear some more recs. Thanks, guys.
So I did not even know they had a shaving cream. I missed that.
I mean.
And I did not buy the body wash. So I feel like we've got to go back and get a whole...
We should basically just buy their entire skincare body section.
And then while we're there, pick up some frozen croissants to
crack open. Have you ever made their frozen macarons?
No, I don't think so, but I think I've had them at your house. Is that possible?
No. I've been intrigued by them. I haven't made them.
Their frozen croissants are legit delicious. I serve them on Christmas morning.
Oh.
There's so much good stuff to be found at Trader Joe's. I mean, aside from the skincare, the groceries we could talk about forever.
But we won't.
We won't, but we will in a future episode. All right, last voicemail with a seasonal holiday skincare recommendation from TJ's.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Jessica. I actually just paused the most recent mini episode to call for the first time caller here, because the idea of a Trader Joe's focused product recommendation excited me so much, and I actually have a recommendation. The caveat to this is it is not in the Trader Joe's usual lineup. It only comes out at Christmas. At least I've only seen it in like the run-up to Christmas. But it is so good, it's worth it, and I usually stock up then, and it is the Trader Joe's Face Mask Trio. Now, Dory, I know that you're not a masker, but here's the thing. I'm actually not a masker either. I like to do it just occasionally as like a relaxing thing, or I like a clay mask when I've had some breakouts, and the price is right on these. I forget what it costs, because I bought these, obviously, last year, but I want to say they're around $10, maybe. They also make great gifts, especially if you're ever a part of like a gift exchange with a low amount and you get a clay detox mask, a pineapple papaya enzyme mask that's like exfoliating, and then a moisturizing rose gel mask. They're each 2 fluid ounces, so also perfect for travel. I cannot recommend these enough. I don't really love masks a lot, so I don't like to spend a lot of money on it, but honestly, I have tried much more expensive masks that I do not like nearly as well as this Trader Joe's Face Mask Trio. So if you end up doing your focus on Trader Joe's products, I know it won't be out probably for at least another month or so, but definitely keep your eyes out. All right, guys, I love your podcast so much. It's one of the highlights of my week. Bye.
So what I've always heard, like on the rumor mill of Trader Joe's, is that they are more expensive products that like Trader Joe's gets and then just puts their Trader Joe's label on. Have you ever heard this?
I've heard sort of a version of this, which is that a lot of their stuff is made in the same, you know, production facilities as differently branded items.
Right.
And they just put their name on it. I feel like Costco does something similar. Like everyone says that the Kirkland brand diapers are the same as Huggies or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I know Kirkland's coffee that they sell with their brand is Starbucks, but they have that on the label. So I would be interested to know what the secret of Trader Joe's is.
Here's an example that I know for a fact because this was written about, but Bamba, the Israeli peanut snack, there's now a Trader Joe's version.
Yes.
And I believe it is made under the same auspices as the original Bamba.
So I wonder what this, if this skincare is available elsewhere.
That is a very interesting point.
If there are any moles.
We have to get chemist confessions on this.
Yes, we do. Oh,
well, we have to get them on the pod.
We do. Make a note.
Yes.
But if there's anyone who works in the Trader Joe's skincare department,
slide into our DMs.
Get in there. Leave us an anonymous message.
Yep.
Tell us what is going on with these products.
Tell us the secrets.
Also send us some dried mango because that is my favorite thing at Trader Joe's. Moving on. We will do more Trader Joe's talk.
We will.
Later this year. But we're going to head back over to the friends who don't make plans. Hullabaloo.
A topic that keeps on giving.
This does not even skim the surface of the amount of messages we've received about this. It's hit a button, hit a nerve.
Yeah, it was also discussed. People were discussing it in the open thread in the Facebook group about the episode last week.
I'm really, really grateful that so much discussion has come of it because I feel like we're really digging into the whys and different people's experiences. So we had two new perspectives that I don't believe had come up yet. I will read this email.
Great.
I feel like something missing from this conversation is that maybe people have other things going on with them that makes maintaining friendships hard, even when they desperately want to be a good friend. I have been going through the process of getting diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis over the last year, and most of the time I feel pretty much like garbage. So going to work and then taking care of my family, including my husband, four pets, and an 18-month-old, is often more than I can handle. I could really use some good friends, but I definitely often don't have the energy, literally, to reach out or organize something. So moral of the story is, if you feel like someone isn't doing a good job of putting in the effort to be your friend, it might be because they have a health problem that is impacting their life, and they haven't told you yet because they don't know how, or they don't even know what it is yet. I think we probably all need to be better at reaching out, but we should continue to give each other some grace as well. Great, great point of view. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I know, again, very different, but when I've been pretty depressed, which was mostly kind of the year or two after my mom died, I had a very hard time reaching out to people or making plans or doing anything.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like those are kind of accepted circumstances.
Yes.
I don't think that was an issue with the original person who left the voicemail.
Right. Well, we have someone calling to follow up on that thought.
Great. Let's hear it.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I love the pod. I pulled over to respond to the really vibrant discussion about friendships and committing to friendships and prioritizing friendships. And so I'm responding to a response of the response of people talking about prioritizing friends. And a few callers have said in this episode, it might be associated with ADHD, not being able to follow up with plans. And another caller said, and also it might be associated with rejection sensitivity. And both of those things actually have to do with ADHD. So part of ADHD is a large emotional component of that, and rejection sensitivity tends to be a lot higher for people with ADHD. So I am a clinical social worker and have a PhD in social work. I am also a yoga teacher and for people with disabilities, and I have ADHD. And so I feel like I do have some experiences with this. And another thing that is relevant and why it is also hard, you know, another part of this is saying to friends directly, hey, this is really hard. I really love you and I miss feeling more connected to you. And part of that is around a critical component of the patriarchy is making women feel as though other people's comfort is to be prioritized over their own self-interest. So that's why that also makes it more difficult to say and express what our needs are, even on top of all of our own childhood stuff around that, because that looks like self-interest rather than prioritizing somebody else's comfort. And so it's that conversation gets to be even more difficult to say to friends, hey, I love you and I want to be more connected, and that requires spending some time. So anyways, I apologize. It feels like a monologue, and I hope you get all of this, and I hope that it's understandable. Thanks for talking more about these things that are really vital. Friendships are so precious, and I think they don't get the time that they deserve. Okay, thanks a lot, YouTube. Bye-bye.
I love our listeners.
So do I. We were texting about this last night. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I literally every day that we do on this podcast, I feel like we're both kind of continuously blown away by how wonderful you all are.
Thank you, caller, for that perspective.
I think it's important to see the individual.
Totally.
And also see if there's a larger thing going on. And in the end, it all comes back to the patriarchy.
Of course, it always does.
Always does. Well, let's take a quick break.
Let's do that.
And we'll be back with more.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code Forever 35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince. Everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35.
Okay, we're back.
We're back, and you know what's interesting? This is kind of all more friend questions.
Yeah.
I didn't intentionally do this, but I did this. So,
or our listeners did this.
Well, that's true. I mean, but friendship is such a vital part of who we are and our communities and support systems. So we've got a bunch of questions. So let's just kick it off with this voicemail.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Dory. I am a new listener of your podcast. My friend Hillary recommended it because I'm going through a kind of tough time. I just found out at 31 that I have the BRCA1 gene, so I've had to start getting screenings and doctor's appointments, and it's just a lot. Anyway, the question that I'm asking is, one of my friends just really hasn't shown up in the midst of this, and I've tried asking her for specific things, like, on the days I have appointments, will you just text me and say that you love me and that you hope things go well, because that's just what I need from you right now, and it's been met with a lot of defensiveness. And now, whenever she calls, I'm on the other side of my screenings and doing a lot better on the whole, but I still dread her call, and even now I can feel my heart racing. So, I'd love some advice on how to address this further. I don't really know what to do. It's not fun. Thanks for your podcast. It's really helped me in this time.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about this diagnosis.
Yeah, that's
really rough.
It's really, really rough.
One thing that comes to mind for me is, well, first of all, good for you for articulating what you needed from your friend, as we just discussed. That is often very difficult, especially for women to do. And I'm sorry that she wasn't able to be there for you. I think this is really tough because it's like sometimes our friends don't live up to our expectations, and they, for whatever reason, they can't or won't be the friend that we think they should be or that we want them to be. And I think it's like you sort of have to adjust your expectations in a way that sucks, you know? Like, you're like, I'm going through this really hard thing, and this really good friend of mine just has not been there. And I think now it's like, is this worth ending the friendship over? Or is this just kind of when you like knock her down to a lower tier of friendship?
Yeah, I mean, my initial thought was that if you feel like it's worth communicating this to this person, you should. But right now, I would say put your caring for your health ahead of even giving this person any more energy right now.
Totally, because it also sounds like when you've tried to broach it, like you said, she responds defensively. And what I obviously only know the specifics of what you've expressed in this voicemail, but what I suspect might be happening is that it could have been like a snowball effect where she didn't show up once and then she felt guilty about not showing up. And so it just kind of kept going. And then she is now a crappy friend.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
But who knows? And also, maybe there's something going on with her, as we just discussed. Like, people also often have things going on. I mean, I think Kate is right in that it's probably not going to be healthy for you to try to, like, work this out with her right now. But maybe in a few months, you should, like, go to lunch or something and have this conversation in person.
Or just email them.
You know how I feel about that.
I guess I do, but part of me is like, what's worth your time? Is it worth it to go out to lunch and have the...
It depends what she wants.
Yes, fair.
If she wants to totally, you know, say goodbye to this friendship, then fine, an email, although I don't like an email. I don't love an email breakup. But I think if you think that there's something worth salvaging from this relationship, then I think it is worth discussing it with her in person.
I love an email breakup. Dory is not happy with this choice.
I don't. I just feel like I understand the impulse to kind of like get everything down on paper. And especially if you feel like you're confronting someone who you have trouble communicating with in person and you want to make sure that like all your points are heard. But I think the person on the receiving end, it's like, you feel ambushed.
That is a good point. You kind of just receive this big bomb in your inbox.
I can say, having been on the receiving end of an email like this, I did not respond well to it. And it did feel like a friendship ending email, which is fine. But I felt no compulsion to continue the friendship after I got an email like this, where it felt like someone had tallied up all of their grievances against me over the course of like 2 years and then just dumped them all in an email.
That's fair.
So I'm not saying that this is what you would do or how you would, you know, feel about it, but that is partly why I do not feel like these types of emails are the best.
That is fair. So when the time is right for you, address it in the way that works best for you.
Yeah. And I'm sorry about your diagnosis.
Yeah, but I'm glad you have a friend like Hillary.
Totally.
Sounds like you do have a great support system. And I know how it can feel even when you have like the most amazing support system in the world, but the one person you thought was going to be there for you is not. It can be so jarring.
Yeah.
And I've been in that situation and it consumed me a little bit because you can't understand it.
Right.
And that is a real challenge. So, you know, put yourself first right now. And when the time works for you, you can talk to them. Perhaps listeners have thoughts.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some thoughts from listeners about this.
Dory, you want to tackle this next email?
Yeah. Okay. I have a question I'd love to get your thoughts on. I'm in a not great place in life right now. I'm miserable at my very stressful job, looking for a new one, but it's a process and I'm not optimistic it's going to happen quickly. I'm responsible for the cooking, cleaning, dog walking, emotional labor at home because my husband is in a new job full time and in grad school part time, and I'm dealing with some minor but unfun health issues. I know that this phase will pass and I'm planning on going back to therapy as soon as our health insurance with my husband's new job kicks in. Yet another reason why employer-tied health insurance is the worst. My question is about how to talk with friends and acquaintances. I'm not talking about my best friends who understand where I'm at, but rather people I see socially or friends I'm catching up with over a drink who might not want to hear about how hard things are right now. I waffle back and forth between making light of things and talking about how I really feel, and neither sit right with me after I leave the situation. I especially hate the I feel sorry for you looks and it will get better statements at the end of the conversation. How would you approach this situation? Do you have thoughts, Kate?
Well, I'm hearkening back to it. When my mom had cancer and I would run into people and they'd be like, how are you doing? And I would literally just be like, not great. Or I would just say, honestly, like, I would say bad. I mean, yeah. I would just, because I was just so jaded. I mean, rightfully so, I think. But I just couldn't even bring myself to have these, like, conversational.
Totally.
You know, the kind of fake banter we all engage in. You know, it's just polite. It's just people being polite. Yep. No one means any harm. But I did tell the truth, and then that would often leave people not knowing what to say to me.
Yeah.
And which, you know, is nobody's, we aren't equipped socially, I think, to talk about hard things.
Yeah.
It's not, hasn't really been something that we do. So I think in doing it, if you make that choice, you're honestly only making these conversations easier and more commonplace.
Yeah.
But you also don't have to take that on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right that they do often end with like the I feel sorry for you, or like it's gonna get better, or the
story about the friend who had the same thing,
the cousin,
yeah,
or the like, I believe everything happens for a reason, or the universe,
totally,
stuff that doesn't actually help you,
right?
So I think what if you left it in a situation by situation basis? If you're out with a friend catching up over a drink, you might want to talk about what's going on in your life,
yeah.
But, you know, if you're just running into somebody and you don't want to deal with the, like, sad puppy dog eyes, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I would say do what is going to make your life easier.
Yeah. I mean, I think in some cases, just, like, getting out of the situation quickly is the best point of, like, the best way to deal with it. So if someone says, how are you? I think you can just say, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And just sort of leave it at that.
Did you experience this when you were going through like some of the really challenging moments of IVF?
Totally.
And how did you handle these situations?
It was kind of like you said, it was like case by case. If I felt like it was someone that I wanted to discuss things with, then I would go into it. I mean, I was also a slightly different case because I was very public about what I was going through on a podcast. So a lot of times I actually felt like people, you know, I did talk very openly about it on a podcast. And then sometimes friends would want to like know what was going on and I would be kind of drained from talking about it, you know?
Right. And you just wanted to be like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I do think it's case by case, but the responses, like Kate was saying, do get kind of frustrating. And I very rarely would confront people about it. I would just kind of like grin and bear it when they told me about, you know, their neighbor's cousin who had been doing 10 rounds of IVF and then just got pregnant on vacation because she was relaxed. So.
Oh God, I'm experiencing major tension in my body just hearing it.
So let's take another short break, and then we're going to come back with
some water talk.
Yes.
Some water works.
Some water works.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, we're back. Kate labeled this the peeing segment in our notes here.
Well, we had a person who emailed us.
We did.
Who said they wet the bed and yes. were very nervous that it was only them.
And it is not.
Because people have weighed in.
Many people.
Weighed in. Yep. And it turns out lots of people have peed the bed as adults.
Yes.
So don't worry. I compiled many emails. We don't have to read them all at length, but here's just a gentle touch of what people have said. Okay, first person. It happened to me when I was a teenager. I totally had a dream about going to the bathroom. It turned out I really did wet the bed. Another person. I hope I can assure your listener who peed while she was sleeping. That just happened to me last week. I was in a deep sleep and dreamt I was peeing and woke up and found that I had leaked. The listener is not alone. And they said, it's okay. I did tell my partner that this had happened a time before. And he was totally supportive and kind.
Should I read the next one?
You take this part away.
Okay. Another listener wrote, it happened to me once during my first pregnancy, and I was so shocked by it, I called the doctor to make sure my water hadn't broken. After we figured out that wasn't what the fluid was, he let me know that it is common for pregnant ladies to have these types of accidents. I verified that with a group of friends. A few of them experienced the same thing. You're doing amazing things with your body right now. Do not stress about this. And then someone else wrote, this happened to me once about 3 years ago. It was a time in my life when I had a toddler and a baby and I was exhausted, kind of how I remember feeling when I was newly pregnant. It just happened once and I felt completely mortified. I didn't know what to do in the moment. I remember I needed to change my pajamas and sleep on a towel the rest of the night because I didn't want to wake my husband. I did not end up telling him about it. And in fact, this is the first time I'm telling anyone. I continue to have dreams where I'm peeing, but like you both said, aside from that one incident, I've always woken up and gotten to the bathroom in time. I think if it happened more than once, I would tell my husband, but I don't think the listener should feel like she needs to tell her partner if she isn't comfortable with the idea. If it happens again, she should mention it to her doctor, but I wouldn't worry about it yet. All this to say, she is not alone. Our bodies do crazy things sometimes.
Yeah. And then one person said, this happens to me. I drink a lot of water all day, so I do wake up at least once to pee at night, but sometimes I'll be deep asleep and have the most elaborate dream about searching to find a usable bathroom. And I do sometimes end up peeing a little for real. I don't think it's anything to be concerned about, and definitely nothing to be ashamed about.
Yes.
We even had a voicemail about peeing.
Let's hear
it. They had a hypothesis about peeing while asleep. Here's what they said.
Hi, I was just listening to the mini ep where the a listener wrote in about peeing the bed in the middle of a dream. I've totally had this happen one time before, and looking up and talking with a therapist, I've learned it's a sign of like great stress. And if this listener is newly pregnant, then that is a very stressful time in her life. So you've already expressed that you wouldn't be worried. I wouldn't be worried. But also the thing that stuck out to me was her partner being grossed out. You're about to go through a huge transition of childbirth and being peed on constantly. So I think this is a nice segue into your partner understanding that things are about to get really gross. So good luck and thanks for everything. Bye.
Great point.
Really good point. Your partner's going to be, y'all are going to be being peed on.
Yeah. This is the least of it.
Yeah. So they can get comfortable with it now. Mm-hmm. But I think the most important takeaway is that this happens to lots of people.
Yes.
It's not a real recurring thing. I think you're okay.
Yeah. I guess I would only say if you're not pregnant and this is a recurring thing, you might want to see a doctor. You might just want to talk to a doctor about it.
For sure.
Just to find out if there's some underlying health or physical reason.
Yes, because friendly reminder, we are not doctors.
No.
We encourage medical professionals.
We don't even play doctors on TV.
No, we don't play them anywhere. Mm. I mean, I do sometimes when I've played with my kids, I've put on like a doctor, McStuffins.
Sure.
But that, even Doc
that take, count.
No, Doc McStuffins is taking care of stuffed animals. Not the same thing.
No.
I digress. The important thing is that we're all wetting the bed.
Or we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's all get used to it.
Yeah.
And you know what I forgot to mention the last time we talked about this? You can get like what we have for kids. You can get one of those little sheets that go under the bed.
Oh, like a rubber sheet.
Yeah, that protects mm-hmm. the bed from getting soaked through.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
There you go.
Well, we're going to end today with a very special voicemail. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We don't know if someone left it on purpose or by accident. I'm assuming on purpose, but it's made my life. And we want to thank this caller.
Wait, sorry. Didn't we play this last week?
No, we played the Golden Girls theme last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. So many callers are calling and singing.
Yeah.
So this is not a song we wrote. This is a song a certain pop artist named Taylor Swift wrote, but a listener decided to call in and sing to us, and we appreciate it. So we will exit on this note. Everybody, farewell.
I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wondering if I'd get there quick or if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Because if I was a man, then I'd be the man.
Well, thank you for that.
Anyone else who wants to call in their favorite snippets of songs,
please do.
We welcome theme songs, pop songs,
anything.
Bring it on.
Bye, everyone.